Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Someone told me it's all happening at the zoo.
It's the voice of St. Louis, KMOX. My name is Bo Matthews, and I don't know if you heard about this crazy thing that happened at the St. Louis Zoo recently, but I wanted to get to an official person at the zoo, and we have the zoological manager of herpetology. He's a herpetologist, Mark Wanner. How are you? Welcome to KMOX.
I'm good. Nice to talk to you, sir.
How long have you been at the zoo?
I've been at the zoo 19 years.
Okay, so you've seen some things happen.
A few, yes.
But nothing like this. Tell me what happened. I have basic information, but I want to hear it from you, and I want to hear about your expression of when you found out what you found out.
We have a very old ball python. The animal came in to the St. Louis Zoo. It was acquired from a private owner in 1961. And at the time, the animal was estimated to be about 3 years old. So that would put the animal at about 62 years old.
Wow.
The oldest documented a snake in a zoo at this point is at Philadelphia Zoo currently, and it is also a ball python at 47 years old. So the animal that we're speaking of, this female, is definitely a very old female snake. Normally turtles and crocodilians live to these sorts of ages. It's unusual to have snakes live, over 40 to 50 years, unusual. This animal, on July 23rd, we came in and checked our animals, and she had 7 beautiful eggs that she was coiled around. She had not seen a male, to our knowledge, in probably the 2 previous decades.
Wow.
So, until we get the genetic testing done, we can't say for sure exactly what's going on. But our thoughts are that it is a parthenogenesis, which is asexual reproduction.
Which is self-sexually produced, right?
Exactly. It's not really that rare. It's becoming more and more prevalent in the zoo community and in the private sector with reptiles. It's been well documented in Komodo dragons. It's actually been documented in ball pythons before. It's been documented in some rattlesnake species. Just recently, I heard of an Asian pit viper that also has the potential of being parthenogenesis. So it's not something that is that rare. I think the rare and unusual thing about this whole experience is the fact that she is such an old animal and still reproducing viable eggs.
That is amazing. And are we confirmed that they are viable eggs, that they will be hatchlings one day?
Well, we're hoping to. They are viable. We see veining in the eggs, and that you can see that in one of the pictures that was posted on Facebook where the egg was candled. You can see veining happening. So that's a positive thing, most likely meaning that the eggs are 100% fertile. This particular female did the same thing in 2009 and laid a clutch of eggs. The last reported time that we believe that she could have potentially been with a male would have been like the late 80s, early 90s.
That is
so
crazy.
So even in 2009, it was an unusual egg-laying event. And those eggs did not hatch, but they did have baby snakes in them that died in the egg.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So the other thing that we need to be aware of is that, to our knowledge, typically these eggs will not hatch. It seems like they'll go a certain length of term or even full term, but die in the egg. That's just the experience that we've learned and we know of with parthenogenesis eggs. But nonetheless, we still have eggs incubating. Currently, there's three eggs incubating. They're about halfway through their incubation period. And then we've had two eggs that have already died during the incubation. And then we culled two eggs for genetic sampling. And that genetic sampling will determine whether or not this is in fact parthenogenesis or some bizarre sperm storage or some bizarre accident where this female came in contact with a male.
We're talking to Mark Wanner. He's the zoological manager of herpetology and aquatics at the St. Louis Zoo. How long from delivery of the eggs to them coming out of the shell, possibly?
About 60 days, give or take. Yeah, so we're on par. So we're looking at probably another month of incubation, and we should know something.
Okay, so for the listeners that are listening, they've maybe been to your part of the St. Louis Zoo. Can you give me an idea of how long and how thick this ball python is?
This particular animal is probably about 4.5 foot long, 4 foot long, and probably I would say circumference is, it's hard to tell, but I would say like a filled fire hose, like a fireman's hose. I would say if it's filled with water, that's about the girth of this animal. She's a good sized ball python. Obviously reptiles continually grow throughout life. As they get older, their growing process just slows down. So, it makes sense that she's just a big female, but especially at her age.
And do you guys have a camera on there? I mean, are we doing a Facebook Live with that or anything?
It has not been discussed yet.
Well, I'm bringing it up.
Okay. we can go back and discuss that with management and see if that's a potential. But yes, that is, it's definitely something that we can look into.
Okay. Since you're a herpetologist, can I just explain? I've seen more snakes. I live in Jeff County. I have more snakes on my property this year than ever before. Is there anything in correlation with, how people are more quiet, there's not as much movement because of the isolation of the COVID-19 thing going on? Do you think they're feeling more freer? And maybe that has something to do with this particular ball python, maybe got bored with herself. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a potential, obviously. I mean, I have myself noticed more mammal and wild bird wildlife this year than before. It also could be just a seasonal, a weather pattern thing. We had a very heavy rain season this year, which could have, helped with some of the movement, and now we're in a little bit of a dry period. So, I mean, they're so dependent on the environmental conditions that it's hard to say and nail it down to one thing or another. But I think just the combination of the wet early summer, wet spring, early summer, and then, the fact that people just weren't getting out as much a few months ago, I think now things are starting to change a little bit more. But yes, it just could be a combination of things.
That's very cool. Mark Wanner is the zoological manager of herpetology and aquatics at the St. Louis Zoo. So when people do come to the St. Louis Zoo, what can they see? What animals can they see in your department? We can't see this snake necessarily, but what other animals are visible for the guests?
Yeah, the herpetarium is open. We are limiting the number of people that come into the building at any given time to 100. So we're just asking people to be a little bit patient if they do have to wait in line. But we have a portion of our building is closed, which we call the wing. However, the rest of the building is open for viewing, and it's about 70 habitats that they can view, anywhere from old world vipers to new world vipers to boas, big pythons. There's all kinds of stuff on habitat. Amphibians from Ecuador. We have black mamba on habitat. There's all kinds of animals that they can come in and see in the herpetarium.
That's so cool. Well, for those of you that are interested in going to the St. Louis Zoo, you have to have reservations, but they are free. Just go to stlzoo.org and find out and get your family out. I mean, we're all, kind of doing this isolation thing, and be good to go to a great, one of the greatest zoos on the planet is right here in St. Louis, and I encourage you to go out and see all that they have to offer. Mark Wanner, thank you so much for your time, and I'm sure it'll be big headlines when if the eggs do hatch, but we're only days away from that happening, I guess, if it's 60 days.
Right, we're getting close. And then we'll also have some news once we get the genetic samples tested. So there could be a couple of news points coming up soon.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with your projects out there. Okay, sir?
Thank you again, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Again, to find out how to get your free reservations, just go to stlzoo.org for more details.